everybody. Rob Patrick here for another riveting episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the game that is made of on the moment and out of thin air. We have our players sitting here waiting to go. So we are going to kick it off with our first game called Once Upon a Time. In this game, our players, James, John, and Big Matt, in that order, will be telling a fairy tale one word at a time. And the fairy tale they will be telling this evening is Rumpelstiltskin.
Once there
was
a
man
who
wanted
nothing
but
babies.
He
didn't
know
how
to
steal
babies.
So
he
Googled
how
steal
things
like
babies.
The
hard
part
was
finding
a
woman
who
didn't
put
her
baby
in
a
open
carriage.
So
he
found
a
prostitute
and
paid
for
sex.
After
words,
he
washed
baby
stuff
in
YouTube.
Let's just wrap that one up there. I don't know how we were ever going to get to spinning straw into gold from that one. But
I mean, we got the dude. We got half of it.
There we go.
And he wants a baby.
He just wanted a baby, dude.
He wanted the sex worker. Just say my name, baby. Just say my name.
Exactly.
Like Mr. Mixel.
The bad part of that game is when you only get like A and the. You can't guide it anywhere because you're like A. The fuck.
When all right, Canadian.
I was hoping it'd say out.
Our next game is a game we call Mr. President. Tonight, our president is Jason. Oh. And Ty and John are his Secret Service attachés. Jason is new to the job, so Jason has some questions about some of the presidential secret stuff. And John and Ty are here to explain the details. Gentlemen.
Mr. Gentlemen, President, I want to know all of the secrets.
Well, first, do you need something, maybe medication for that horrible shaking thing you're doing?
I have a jowls disorder.
Ooh. I should have brought an umbrella too.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, are you talking about the flashes outside that look like a nuclear holocaust is going on? Is that what you're referring to?
Okay, so about that, the screens that we use to simulate space, a couple of them have some dead pixels. And as they're trying to reboot those, that's the flashing. So,
Yeah, that's a problem we've been trying to get that.
Microsoft's on the phone. It's a mess.
Not really helpful, but.
What the hell is a Microsoft?
Well, it's the opposite of a large heart. And they are where we get our tech support from. And they control the space screens. So.
Interesting. Okay. So about the holes in the sky, is that going to keep the UFOs in or out?
That's a passive aggressive kind of thing, sir. Hang on. We got aliens that come in from time to time, and they drop off all kinds of packages.
What the hell?
Mostly
is
the
this
space
guy smoking?
Space cocaine. We get our space cocaine.
Well, guess there's not a law against that then, right?
Space meth.
Tangent alcohol.
That's where we get our Alex Joneses after the latest one dies.
Do we have any contacts for Arcturian Poontang?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think Arcturians actually have.
We might know that one guy.
Yeah, that's been kind of a mess since the breakup. But you know, we're really trying our best. Someone still has to go and pick up their stuff from the Arcturian's house, but you know,
this is a bit of a downer. I thought this was going to be the party palace. I'm trying to go out on a banger here.
Well, the party palace is this, the third basement down. That's where that's where the presidential freak offs occur.
Okay. Now we're talking.
And that's where we also store the Arcturian Tangerian, alcohol
and the space baby oil.
Yeah, sounds like Dickie's coming out of the box.
Let's wrap that one up there. What do we say?
Just put that back in the box.
Miles to chew.
Put it back in the box.
I don't know what was more shocking, the fact that we had like CIA or FBI agents just openly hitting the blunt in front of the president. Or the fact that the sky is actually generated by shitty Samsung TVs.
I mean,
it's
thought
ASUS.
You knew how shit worked, but
it's not wrong.
Sure where we were going with that one. Our next game is a game we call Famous Last Words. We are going to go round robin, and players will raise hand and chime in on what they think famous last words are. And we're going to give this one a theme. We're going to give this one the famous last words of victims in horror movies. John.
Penis. I mean, oh, shit.
Ty.
Can I see your receipt?
James.
Oh, I'm so tired. What could possibly go wrong tonight?
Jason?
Since when is a knife collection a bad thing?
Big Matt?
Can I get some extra pumpkin spice lube with that?
Ty?
I just can't seem to get this chainsaw started.
James?
Honey, I know I promised to lose my virginity with you in the woods. Let's do it now.
Jason.
Girlfriend sure has been in the woods with James for a while.
John.
Oh, I just have this splitting headache. Need some Tylenol.
And it looks like that's run its course. We'll call it there. Well done. James, good call. Anybody ever play the Z-Man games, the little card games where you make up movies out of the cards? There was always a card in there called We've Seen Your Tits, Now You're Dead.
Yeah. Again?
Yep. All right, going from famous last words, we are going to a game we call World's Worst. In this game, once again, our players will raise hands and chime in, giving their take on what they think the world's worst version of various topics I'm going to come up with. We're going to start with the world's worst specialty donut. Big Mac.
Oh, is that the pumpkin spice lube?
James.
It's filled. I'm not telling you with what.
Ty. Ty, please, Ty.
Can I get 10 of the ditty holes?
Jason.
Birdie bots every flavor donuts.
John.
The baby thing.
Big Matt.
Hey, I saw Van Wilder. You got any of them?
James.
Let me get a couple plain, couple crawlers. Ooh, a half a dozen moist.
Ty.
You've heard of Boston cream, but have you heard of the New England clam chowder donut?
Let's end this one with Jason.
New of Voodoo Donuts. They're made with real chicken feet.
I try one.
Our next one, the world's worst crossing guard. James?
YMCA. I love to stay.
Big Matt?
Man, fuck them kids.
There are two kinds of people.
Yeah, exactly. Hi.
Steve, you wonder.
No, it's Jason. Factual.
Three right, kinds of people.
This one's physical comedy.
Uh-oh.
He's never coming back.
He's not.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Just four kinds of people. John.
Just come here to Jersey. They're on every block.
Jason.
Sup, girl?
Big Matt.
Any of you cats got an extra? I need to burn a heater.
What's that saying? Comedy comes in sevens?
Yep.
Stop that.
Apparently so did Diddy.
Next version is the world's worst telemarketer. Big Matt.
God damn it. Fucking resubscribe to Netflix. Just fuck.
No. James.
What are you wearing?
John.
We're calling to tell you your phone is off.
Big Matt.
You're canceling? You know we have your address, right?
Bye.
We're calling to reach you about your next Netflix's extended warranty.
And Jason?
Yeah, this is Steve with Progressive, but honestly, have you tried Geico?
Big Matt, you got a last one?
Hey, can you move a little closer to the window?
All right, our last topic for World's Worst, the World's Worst Welcome To sign. Big Matt.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese. Man, fuck them kids.
Hi.
Welcome to Ohio.
Yeah,
it's just Ohio.
Yeah.
That tracks, yeah. Jason.
Come on. Welcome to Diddy's.
Yeah.
James.
Welcome to Pizza Hut. The Swedish furniture prostitution ring is in the basement. Please see your way, Democrats.
Oof. Ty.
Welcome to McDonald's. We're less depressing than Burger King.
Big Matt.
Oh, I didn't have my hand up.
Oh, sorry. James.
Welcome to Wendy's. We're better than both of them.
Whoa. Dan, John.
Welcome to Rivian. At least our cars are covered by Geico.
Matt, is that your hand up or no? Okay, Matt.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. Are you straight?
And Jason.
No, I'm showing Matt how to raise his hands.
Oh, there you go. Ty, round it out with Ty.
Welcome to Taco Bell. We used to be affordable.
Oh. Ah.
I mean, that tracks.
Yeah.
All right. That was a great game. Oh. That sound means this is our last game we are coming up on. This is going to be a game for, this is a big one. We've got John. No, I'm sorry. We've got James, Jason, Big Matt, and Ty.
Oh, shit.
The alphabet game.
Oh.
In that order. James, Jason, Big Matt, and Ty. Your letter we will start with is C, and your topic is, it is the four of you, and it is your first time whitewater rafting.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. The water's picking up. Come on, row.
Damn it, I'm all wet again.
Everybody overboard!
Frankly, I think we could have picked something a little safer.
God, guys, I don't know whether you recognize water is getting in the raft.
How do I put this life vest on?
I am going swimming.
Jesus, it's so cold I can't feel my toes.
Carl, it's okay. Just take a Xanax. You'll be fine.
Leave it to me. I know first aid for frostbite.
My wetsuit is warm, but the water is cold.
We're never taking suggestions from the suicidal one of us ever again.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I think I left my car unlocked.
Pee! It's pee! I have to pee on your foot to make it warm so it doesn't freeze and fall off.
Quick, pee in the wetsuit and you're all, like, just warm.
Really, I don't think that's sanitary.
So, does anybody hear it getting louder? It's getting louder.
That's a great idea. I am peeing in my wetsuit now.
Under this neoprene suit? Oh, yeah.
Very disgusting. I'm not happy. I'm not happy about any of this.
Waterfall! Waterfall!
Excelsior!
You guys don't know the joy of the warmth.
Zounds!
Baby, hold me.
Checked him out. Oh.
We will wrap that one up.
I think
there.
We died.
Pee in your wetsuit.
Yep.
Yeah, I think four more letters and all of you would have died.
Nice and wet and warm.
Yeah, the warm part is important.
Good viewers and listeners, we have been running the audio of this episode through our Humor Computer 9000, and it has been picking out the best funny bits, and our winner this evening, James Hatton himself. Well done, sir.
You like me. You probably kind of...
It's the
calm down.
15, computer likes you.
15% chance to like me.
James, since you are the winner this evening, you get to kick off our closing credits and let listeners know where they can find more of what you do on the interwebs.
Well, I did a webcomic called In His Likeness. I did a podcast called The Something Something Cast. I wrote a book called Trio, which you can find on Amazon. But otherwise, this is what I do. IJOV.net, at Red Voice Everywhere.
Big Bat.
Wait, you were in a podcast called Something Something Cast?
Sexy.
Wow. Okay, you can find me at Instagram or Facebook at Matt Neslanek VO, also at ACX and Amazon. I do audiobook narration, and you can listen to the sound of my voice.
Ow.
John J. Galba.
Ooh, where am I? I don't know. ACPNet.net. I'm always there.
Hi.
You can find me keeping John locked in my basement, and you can also find me at YouTube at High Anxiety and Twitch at High Anxiety Media.
And Jason.
Find me on your presidential ballots and also at jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgaming.
And well, I've been your host this evening, Rob Patrick. You can find out about me and all the details that our cast just described about themselves over at ijov.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. Also has all the links for our various social media platforms that we are on, so please go and subscribe to us on our socials. And you can also go to our YouTube channel, hit that like button, and subscribe so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them as soon as they hit. Folks, thank you for watching another episode. We will be back next time with another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice.
You can find Jason on the ballot, and yes, he does have a brain worm.
I mean, who doesn't these days?
These days, yeah. Millennials, sure fuck.